This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Tat is standing by. You may know him as Terrence Taylor. You may know him as, I don't know how many Instagram accounts you have now, my friend. I'm having a hard time keeping track. But your latest endeavor, Tat Incorporated, good morning. Thank you for being with us. Tell me about this new thing you're doing.
Hey, good morning. It's a beautiful, blessed day to have ourselves a beautiful, blessed day. And yes, Tat Incorporated, it's a thing now. It's a thing. I want to go into business for myself. It's a consulting, community liaison outreach, agency. I want to take all the things that I've done for over a decade now and go into business for myself and use my superpowers, to invest in myself and into our community. So, beginning of February, I went official.
All right. Talk to me about, I'm following you. I don't get to see you every day like I used to. Hopefully that will change soon get vaccinated and get back to normal. But if there's companies out there, there's businesses out there, everybody's trying to find, their footing, I think, in the world today. And for some people that can be frightening, Tat, and not that they're frightened of change or they're frightened of understanding more things, but it's just different. And I know what your personality is like and how you put people at ease and how you can educate people without being sort of, condemning people. If businesses are out there and they want to bridge some of these conversations, right, and they don't know where to start, how do they contact you? How do they talk to you? How do they start the ball in motion?
They can contact me directly. Give me a call, 217-412-5375. That's 217-412-5375. That's what I specialize in. Certified as a healing ambassador through the state. And that's the dialogues, those tough conversations to have that need to be had within the workplace, within your family, the community, personal life. That's what I do. That's what I specialize in. And it's one of those things that, like you said, a lot of companies are like, what do we do? All you got to do, no need to fear, Tat is here, okay? 217-412-5375, and I'm here to help. I want to educate, motivate, and empower.
All right, you're an optimistic guy by nature. I mean, I think that's a fair call, having known you all these years. And it's a positive. I mean that is a positive. Do you ever have down days, though, where you just see so much ugly behavior that it just makes you disappointed in humankind? I'm not immune to this. There are days I get up and I just go, oh, my God, here we go again. Do you feel that?
Absolutely. Especially when I hit rock bottom was the terrorist attack on the Capitol. That's when I was like at rock bottom of if that was a group of armed black and brown people, what would have happened? You know, that one really it took me a while to get back to normal. But it was at the same time, that's when I put my plan in motion to solidify and start my Tat Incorporated. So good came out of that. That's just something that's inherent in me, is to take a negative and turn it into a positive. So when I seen that and I knew how I felt, I knew that the work that I'm doing now needed to be done, and I had to make my plans come to fruition sooner than I had planned it. So at the end, it worked out.
I'm cynical enough in life, meaning that I'm old enough and I've been around long enough to feel like that the system, not necessarily individual politicians or leaders, but the system is set up for us to be divided, because that's what's profitable. That's how they fundraise. That's how they keep people from having an open mind about conversations. If we just divide and conquer, And I believe all political sides are in collusion, you know, with this, if not individually, just inherently, that it is more profitable and better for them if you and I just decide to not like each other and everything you do is wrong and you think everything I do is wrong and we don't ever find common ground or we don't ever have any of these tough discussions. It's better for the political class.
Oh, most definitely. And that's the reason why my company exists, is to not be afraid to have those conversations. That's exactly what you said, Brian. It's set up for us to be so fearful of confrontation or perceived confrontation that we don't even have the conversation. We don't even address the issues because we don't want to be uncomfortable. We don't want to make other people uncomfortable. But the thing is, once we have those conversations, we find out very quickly that we all have more in common than what separates us. And like you said, it's that division. And I'm just here to bridge that gap and show that we're all in this together. And I want to take care of my family. I know you want to take care of your family. So let's take care of our families together, you know, and have those addressing those issues. And it's something that I do in my class, when I'm out and about, when I'm consulting and facilitating. That's my main point, is for us to not be so fearful of what might happen that we don't even take any action.
So, yeah, inaction is the enemy. That's for
inaction
sure.
Inaction is the enemy. Yes.
We also have, I think, decent people in the world, Tat, that are understandably uncomfortable because they're afraid they're going to say the wrong thing or they're going to be, I think that paralysis exists in people, which I think is why you'll be so effective in doing what you do, because you're able to sort of be that bridge that I think is so desperately necessary in our society right now. And so I would highly encourage people, companies, organizations, you know, if you want to bring somebody in to help you start that conversation, you know, the world is changing and the world is changing rapidly. I know that there's still, you know, arguments and sides, but I think if you're burying your head in the sand and you can't see that the world is changing, and I think for the most part, for a better way, then you are way behind the curve. So once again, what is that phone number?
Yes. Once again, that's what I'm here for. My superpower is relationship building and dialogue, that connectivity. Just like with the vaccinations, it was important for me to be at the forefront and show that, as a leader, I have to dispel a lot of mistrust in the medical racism that comes with vaccinations, and educate the black and brown community and show that I'm getting my second Pfizer vaccination on Friday, and everything is okay. And for us to get back to a new norm, we want to make sure we take care of ourselves, if not for ourselves, for the ones we love, to be vaccinated and to have that representation. It was hard for black individuals to go into a clinic, and it's all majority white people who are trying to vaccinate. But to have representation, you know, that comfortability to let people know everything is going to be all right, and here's the information, and dispel those rumors. I want to make sure that was important. So that's a part of what I do too, is to be that information and representation.
Yeah, I saw you with your uncle. So not only are you doing it, you're publicly dragging all your family into this.
I have to. Like, it made no sense for me to be out there making sure everyone gets vaccinated and I'm not taking care of myself and my loved ones, you know. And my family have been some of the hardest to get, you know. But I knew that once I received my vaccination, and I've been partnered up with the IPHA and the Macon County Health Department, as well as Sister Girl and Friend Corporation, who's doing the Johnson & Johnson this Friday at the Lucy Loft. I want to make sure that I was there and documented and showing other black and brown people who are being vaccinated, especially for the young people, especially for them. They have no interest of being vaccinated. But I'm like, if you love your parents, your grandparents, and you want to see them and actually keep yourself and them safe, let's get vaccinated. So,
Tat, I'm out of time. Give me the phone number once again.
Yes, 217-412-5375, or you can email me at tatincorporatedil@gmail.com.
We love you, man. Have a great day. And we appreciate you, Tat, one of my favorite people in all the world.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.